Just to make sure you understand, there is a lot of sex in this book. Like, 90% of this is sex, and the other 10% is basically working around how to get back to having sex. So, if your thing is good, detailed plot, head on over to literally any of my other series. As an author, I've grown a lot and come to really enjoy writing fucked up and complicated plots. But this series is purely for the enjoyment of knowing I've made some of you blush. If that's right up your alley, then thanks so much for purchasing or downloading. I hope you have a lot of fun reading about Jamie's exploits with four seriously hot college guys. And please, for the love of all that is holy, use protection. I can't be blamed for any more baby making, and I can't afford any more godchildren. Study Break, Book 1, Chapter 1. I blinked my sore, bleary eyes at my computer screen and glanced from the online flashcards for my American Lit final to the paper ones in my hand. My gaze strayed to the window where, outside, snow flurries fell in a whirlwind of little white puffs. With a groan, I slumped over and rested my forehead on my desk. One more exam, I reminded myself. Just one more night before I could make the drive back to Riverdale and cuddle up with my parents' sweet golden Labrador retriever. I just needed to pass this last final, and I could go home. I huffed out of breath and refocused my attention on the screen of my laptop. No sooner had I done so than the door to my dorm room was thrown open, and my roommate Stacy laughed as she dragged a guy I had never seen before into the well-lit and once quiet room. I shot her a dark look, but she didn't even glance my way. No, of course she wouldn't. She was Victoria's best friend, after all. The smell of alcohol hit me with the force of a freight train, and they both had that dazed, drunken look in their eyes. It was the look I had seen on many of my classmates before, especially the sorority girls I had been friends with at the beginning of the semester. That friendship had only lasted as long as I could afford a bid. Girls like me couldn't do that. I was at Winthrop on scholarship. Bids were several hundreds of dollars a semester, and I couldn't afford the promise of connections after I graduated. Before I'd realized sororities were something girls had to pay for to be a part of, I'd been so excited to join. Now that I'd lost all of my friends and been outcast because I was too stuck up, aka I wasn't rich enough to afford tutors and pre-written papers for my finals and therefore spent all of my extra time studying, I wasn't anything more than a blip on their radar. An ugly blip, or so my ex-friend and the sorority queen Victoria liked to remind me. They had dropped me faster than a carb and sugar-infested Christmas cookie. I sighed heavily when Stacy ignored me and pulled the guy over to her bed across the room, shoved him down on the floral covers, and straddled his lap. I grabbed my earbuds and shoved them in, cranking up the Study Tunes playlist I had at the ready. My concentration zeroed back in on my notes, but when Stacy's moans rose over the volume in my headphones, I sucked in a breath and decided that enough was enough. It didn't matter if the university was under a severe snowstorm warning or not. I would rather take my chances with the blizzard outside than the sex noises across the room. Maybe if worst came to worst, I could camp out in one of the conference study rooms on the second floor of the library. I closed my laptop and chanced a subtle glare over at my absorbed roommate who had managed to finagle herself out of her shirt. Rolling my eyes, I stuffed my laptop and textbook into my messenger bag and grabbed my keys off the nightstand. The hallway was a veritable ghost town. While most students had been lucky enough to finish their exams early, I was stuck taking an exam on the very last day at the very last time spot. I would have much preferred to get this torture over with. What university scheduled exams the week before Christmas?